Good morning, everyone. I'm Steve Murphy in the News Center with a special report. Wind gusting up to 60 miles per hour caused trees to fall, knocking out power to many sections of western North Carolina late yesterday afternoon and last night. Progress Energy reported more than 10,000 customers without power, including many areas of Mitchell County, with lesser numbers in Avery and Yancey.
Currently in the Spruce Pine, Mitchell County, Yancey County, Avery County area, we have 2,059 Progress Energy customers that are out of power. Where we stand at this point is we have crews that are up there assessing. Some are actually working to restore power. But as you can imagine, with the sustained winds that we had, made working conditions very difficult and challenging. But we have crews that are in there assessing the damage right now. And then we also have reinforcements from other areas of our service territory that will be coming in later today to help. And some areas are very hard hit. We've got a lot of trees down. We've got broken poles. And so getting in to understand the nature and how widespread that type of damage is will be important this morning to establish the restoration times. We're hoping that by this afternoon we'll have a lot more customers back on, but we think we'll have a little better feeling later today on the estimated times of restoration. I think most people understand the magnitude of what we struggled with throughout the night, and from all indications we may struggle with throughout the day today is high winds. That makes overhead work extremely challenging, and again, the safety of our employees and the safety of the public are paramount at this point, and the restoration activities will take place as safely as possible, but also as timely as possible. We understand the tremendous inconvenience, but we are working diligently to get power restored as soon as possible, and we just really appreciate our customers' patience and understanding under very difficult circumstances.
Ken Maxwell is with Progress Energy. French Broad Electric reports a few outages last night in Yancey, but most have been restored. With a special report from the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.